Okay, we're going forward now. We're starting the sixth perek. I think it's the sixth, right? Okay. Mi Shekina. Somebody, the shin is a prefix, kina. He did the kinui leishto. Okay, so he started off the process. He did kinui. We know that takes two edim to do kinui leishto to his wife. And this is very important, Venistera, she went into seclusion. Yeah, but the question is, who witnessed the seclusion? Now, that's what we're going to discuss, right? So there was a seclusion over here, but we're going to have some variations of witnesses for this seclusion. Very interesting ones. Okay. Afilu, even Shoma, right? Even if he heard, I mean, the husband heard, Mi'oif Haporeach, from a flying bird.
A rumor.
No.
Okay.
A parrot.
Okay.
No, you're right. Some people say, yeah, so, you know, that's the thing. But I looked at the Rashash speaks about talking birds. And sometimes these talking birds can relate something over. Tosfos doesn't learn like that in Rashi. But we'll see. Yeah, but it's more like Gil said, a rumor. But no, it's not. It's even more than a rumor. You'll see. Yeah. Yoitzi Vitein Kesuva. He divorces her. But Vitein Kesuva. And he gives her a Kesuva. So that's a bit straight. That is very unusual. Normally, if someone's guilty, right, if she doesn't drink, she normally loses the kesuva. Divrei Rebbe Eliezer.
What's happened? He's not bringing her to the Divrei Sota. He's just giving her the kesuva now. There's no way Sota at this point, right?
Right. She's not drinking. It sounds like the aborted Sota procedure, right? It sounds like without accepting the Eidos. Yeah. Well, let's look at Rashi because this is very interesting.
Well,
this Rashi.
The spirit,
let's look at Rashi. This is very. I'd like to thank Shimon. I learned this with Shimon last night, and it took a bit. Misha kina la venistera. Okay. Imla acha shekina la nistera. If afterwards he did kina, which was nistera, afilu shema meof aparech. He heard from of aparech shenistera. So that's the bird. Is telling she's Nistera. Yoitzi Vitein Kesuva. She's gonna divorce her. He divorces her and gives a Kesuva. We'll see this, yeah? Now, Rebbe Eliezer Lataime. Rebbe Eliezer goes according to his reasoning. De Omer Beperek Kama, that he said in the first Perek, Stira Lo Baye Eidos. Stira does not need Eidos, which we were, Shimon and I were, we thought you need one Eido. It says you don't need Eidos, which is kind of surprising. The Filu Eved, our mission is going to say this now. The Filu Eved, the Filu Shifcha, Ne'amonim. Right? Even an Eved and a Shifcha, means a Shifcha Knanis, they are believed. Right? Dehainu Nami Ke'ofa Perech. That's also like an Ofa Perech. And Tosfos understands in Rashi that is that. You know what I mean? The Ofa Perech over here means an Eved. And a shifcha, but maybe not. Anyway, the iskash latuma, we have a hekish latuma, right? Dechulu mehamni ba, that everybody is believed, just like tuma. Right? So basically, that's what we learnt in the first parak. Rebbe Eliezer has a hekish between stira and tuma, and just as we know with tuma, yeah, that we believe anybody, even eid echad. So too with stira, right? Hilkach Nesra Alof. Therefore, she's prohibited him. Once she goes into that room with that guy, she's also now. And the only way she can get back with him is by drinking the water. Now this is like a big one over here. V'im Eino Roitzer Lashkoisa. If he doesn't want to give her to drink, meaning it sounds like she could drink if she wanted to. But if he aborts the process, exactly, if he aborts the process, yeah, Yotzi saying Kesuva, he has to divorce her and he has to give the Kesuva.
Which
we've learned. Yes. Yeah, but it's not clear in the Mishnah that that's what it's saying. But correct. Yes. So that's how Rashi's learned. Basically, yeah, exactly. Well done, Brad. We're saying that basically we learned before, we said, if a person takes his wife, yeah, he does kinu to her, and then the steerer with Adim, right, takes her to the base of Mikdash. And he says, you know what? I don't want to put her through this. I don't want her to drink. You know what I mean? He's convinced he's going to explode. So he says, I'm not giving. I refuse to give you to drink. So in that case, the law is, because she can't prove her innocence, so she's presumed guilty. But she would get a kasuva because, as Gil said, it's his fault, or he's the cause. So that's basically what Rashi's saying over here. Now look back to the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua, Oimer. Right. So he says, Ad sheyisu v'yitnu ba, until the handling the situation, right, and talking about it. So yisu means like, right, to lift up, I suppose, in conversation. It's in the air, this conversation. V'yitnu, when they do some whatever, give and take in it. Yeah, ba. Mazuras. So mazuras means like the spin. I think it's spinners. The spinning threads. The spinners. Bilavana, the base is a prefix. Lavana is in the moon, right? So these women are spinning in the moon, right? So now we're going to look for Rashi at this one as well, right? Because, so what's he saying though? He's saying, which Truman also helped me with this last night, he's saying, I disagree with you, Rabbi Elazar. You say even a parrot, yeah, or whatever, that, you know, that would constitute a stira, yeah? And then if he would decide to divorce her, if he would decide to not to make a drink, he would have to divorce and she would get a kasuva. So I disagree. The case where I would agree with, my bar is different. My bar, it has to be that, you know, more than a parrot. You know, it's got to be ladies, you know, chippering, chirping. Yeah, ladies have got to speak about it, and in that case, they will give a kasuva. But that's going to be, let's look at this, right? So he will divorce her and give her a kasuva in this case, when it's the women are chatting about it. So let's look in Rashi. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, Ad sheyisnu v'yitnu ba, mazuras b'lavona. Kaloima. Mishum stira, right? Because of stira, she'ein ba beis edim. He doesn't have two edim. So Rabbi Yeshua, we know for stira, needs two edim. She's not actually osite, because this is for sure not to aid him. You know, gossip is not to aid him, right? Rabbi Yeshua, but who latime, according to his reason, to omar mashka al pishnayim. He's got it in order to make a drink, meaning the stira has to be al to aid him. Oh, mihu. However, kashi yisnu v'yitnu, when they're going to have this give and take. The mazuras b'lavona, the spinners in the moon, by the light of the moon, b'peritzusa, it's pritza stick, it's mamash, right, mechua, it's ugly, it's not nice, hadavar, b'teitze, meaning when everyone's schmoozing that she slept with this guy, he can't stay with such a woman. You know what I mean? You can't. You know what I mean? It's just.
They can't do. They can't make it to drink. Well, look, because there's no lots to any
for. Well, look. Carry on. Just wait. Yeah. Daha afilu maya sulo badkila, because the water won't even check her anymore. Right. That's what we saw it in Daf Vav. We have a drosha that the water is not even going to check her. So basically, he can't do the procedure. He can't make a drink. Basically, it's like Kinatanya Beperet Kama Utahoirahi Velosh Yisnu Vietnu Ba Mazuras Belavana.
This seems to be saying that these Mazuras are just, it's like everyone's talking about.
Yes,
it's not like specific.
So this seems to be, it's some.
Wait, I'm sorry, why would water not check her? Because of what guilty there are to.
She's known.
No.
She's known.
But the principle is, yeah, that the waters, again, are just to prove that you're innocent. And if we know she's, you know what I mean? Yeah. So we say over here, so this is interesting. So why did she get the ksuba, though, over here?
Because
it's not that he...
It's just rumors. You don't have to aid in steering.
Very good. Let's just.
She's stuck in between the two.
Great. So this is what we came. I will speak. Okay. We came up with this last night with Shimon. Yeah, I think you're right, Gil. Yeah. Basically, because the case of Rabbi Elazar was, he didn't want to give it to drink, but she could have drunk, and so he bits that she gets the kasuva over there. But in this case, you know, it's a bit, even Tosfos deals with this one. You know, it's a little bit, you know. It's a technical thing. Basically, she's stuck. She can't drink. You know what I mean? It's not like it's more like a grommer. We don't really give her. two is kind of somewhat much. It's a technical problem. We can't make her drink, so therefore, but she has to get. They have to get a divorce, so we'll give her the kesuvah. Okay, back to the Mishnah. Omer Eid Echad. One Eid says, Ani.
An Eid for what? The
Kinuah? Stira. No, Tuma. I need to read, yeah. Omer Eid Echad, Ani Re'isa Shenitmeis. Okay, so we know with Eidim of Tuma that one Eid is believed. And that's what Rasha is. If one, and everyone agrees with this. If one aid for the tumor, that means someone saw her, the action. They saw her having relations with somebody. It's not just there was someone outside the room like a cheder yichud. Someone was peeking in there, or was someone was hiding under the bed or something. So we got this guy. One person says, "Ani reisa shenit meis." So lo haisa shoisa. She would not drink. Because we know she is guilty, and we believe one aid with regards to the tumor. Shoisa, lo shoisa, below odd, even just not a normal one aid, a filu eved, even if this guy was an eved, which is not doesn't normally have much, we don't really believe them, a filu shifcha, and even if it's a female servant, yeah, hooray, elu ne'amonim, these are believed, for af lepoisla, and also, in order to make her unfit, yeah, miksuvasa, from a kesuva, meaning she loses a kesuva as well, right? Her eved, who she's really not nice to, she beats him up, or verbally. She treats him like he's not a human being. And now he comes along and he gets her. he caught her, he found her, and he makes her lose all the money, and he has the laugh to laugh. Okay, now, but these people, right, but versus in contrast, yeah? So these, we're going to have a list of five people who hate the wife, right? So who hates wives? Mother-in-laws hate wives. No, it's true, though. It's a Mishnah. Right, so this is going to be a list of people who potentially may, in a bad situation, hate the wife. So therefore, we're not going to believe them on the monetary aspect. I mean, they can't make her lose a kesuba. We're going to say we believe them in the sense because that she slept with a guy. Because I suppose we believe one aid. But with regards to the monetary ramifications, they're not going to be believed.
So can you, just in all the cases so far until now, we've been saying that she would not lose her kesuva. Where's the case that she's losing?
No, again, the first two cases, in the machlos between Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Yeshua was talking about stira.
Ah, this is nitzma.
She's right. So now, chamoisa, the mother-in-law, her mother-in-law, not his mother-in-law, her mother-in-law, yeah? Ubas Chamoisa, sister-in-law. Okay, but Sarasa, even worse. Sarasa means her co-wife, meaning her husband is married to two guys, two women. No, not guys. Kind of bad. Two women, two gayesses. Whatever. Okay, but Yevimta means potentially that's her brother-in-law's wife, because. In the event that her brother-in-law may die, yeah, that means her husband will have to marry her now. So she's going to be brought. So she's like she can be brought into the family. Basically, she's potentially on the line to be a co-wife with her. So this okay. And now another one, Umbas Baila, the stepdaughter. Right. Right, hooray, elu ne'amonos. These are believed, right? Because we know any aid, if you beat it, right? So, but below the poisla miksuvasa, but they're not going to be poisla from her kesuva. Ella shalotishta. It's just that she doesn't drink. I think we'll stop here. Okay. Even though it's like a small bit, but it was.
We start to separate.